Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed. I'm your host, the one, the only, Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming. What are you giggling about?
Still sitting there looking like a mannequin.
He is a mannequin.
That was funny. I'm doing nothing.
He's and just you've sitting already there.
Said, look at you, just sitting there.
He's just sitting there with a funny look on his face. It was funny to me. It made me giggle.
Giggles Briarly over there.
And sorry.
The amazing Philip James Gunger.
There, now he's got the mannequin.
Jumping in. with his mannequin look. Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the production of the show. This is a show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgunger.com.
He's a distraction. Tell him to stop.
It's like his father.
I know. It's
I'm minding my own business.
Man.
He's just minding his own business.
No, you're not.
This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us. Ask@markgunger.com. This is how the show works. You can send a question about anything and remain totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. We protect your anonymity. Just be cool. In return, we are brutally honest. This is a show of brutal honesty, which some might feel as brutality at times. If we like what you have to say, we'll get behind you. We'll celebrate you. We'll encourage you. If we think you're out of line, we'll castigate you. Three versions of castigation on the show, at least. The first one is a swirly. When we stick your head in the toilet and hopefully the water splashing on your face will snap you out of your delusions. If we think you're really crazy, you'll get the goat button. And nobody knows why a goat. And if you're blathering too much, you get the chicken. You get all three. It's the trifecta. You are crazier than a loon. And that's our professional opinion. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got?
Okay. The average marrying age, they're saying, is 26 and a half for women and 28.7, I guess, for men.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually heard higher than that. I've heard like 27 and 29, but that's for this article.
I just meant what our sampling, which means half
that's
these
the
guys are in the
older
30s.
Than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's average. Now, research out of University of Virginia says delaying marriage has serious consequences for some. They're saying that unmarried 20-somethings report higher rates of depression and drinking and lower life satisfaction than those that are the same age that are married.
Now, is that the difference what you hear? Oh, they need to go have fun. Mm-hmm. Keep their singleness. Be single as long as you can. Have fun. Apparently, they're not having fun, folks. They're getting pretty depressed.
Yep.
All right.
They said 91% of young adults surveyed said they believe financial independence must precede marriage. This is the whole money business that
they're
you
wrong.
Talk about all the
they're
time.
They're just wrong.
Almost all of them. 91%. That's a lot.
Christian parents think the same stupid thing. Mm-hmm. Money. It's all about the money. Gotta have money. Money, 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 money. They worship at the altar of money. Mm-hmm. Who cares what God says about morality and righteousness? Christian parents, by and large, don't care about that anymore. We're more concerned about money. Our kids need to have money. Get everything on money together first. Who cares if they're fornicating their little brains out? Of course, these are the people who get tons of baggage. And when they get married, they can't stay married and end up in divorce. And all the Christians cry. And then we just go on and apparently, we can't be smart enough in the first place.
The root of true love is money. I think it says it somewhere, right?
That's what it says, right?
The root they must.
The root of true love is money. Having enough of it.
Wait, that's money, money.
That's different.
You said a jazzercise flashback.
Yeah, right?
Time for jazzercise. Everybody kick. One, two, three, four. All right.
You were looking for the OJ song.
I was. Where does
money,
it go?
Money, money, money.
What's it called?
Money.
Is it called Money?
Yeah. The OJs.
Apparently, I don't have it.
You used to.
I thought I did.
You did.
You sure it's not called something different?
I'm pretty sure it's called Money.
Is that called The Love of Money?
No. Can you look for the search on the actual artist? And look for the OJs?
I don't know.
Can you sort it that way?
They're really called the OJs, huh?
The OJs did that song, yeah. Yep.
Let's call ourselves Orange Juice.
I think it was O-J-A-Y-S. OJs.
Oh, it wasn't just OJ. Like OJ Simpson or something.
No.
That's the OJs is their name.
J-A-Y-S. I think. I'm pretty positive.
What do I know?
It's too bad because I like that song. You can't find it.
I can't find it. What the heck? Shame. Money, money, money. That's it. That one, huh?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, you sang it. That's good enough.
OJs.
Did you find it?
The OJs. I'm looking. I can't. It's called For the Love of Money.
I'm sorry.
See, I knew it.
I'm sorry. It's For the Love of Money.
I'm
steered you wrong. Oh, yeah.
I'm never wrong.
Never.
That's how I knew.
I steered you amiss. I led you down the wrong path.
I knew it.
Sorry.
I knew I couldn't possibly be wrong.
Never.
There all is. Right. Now, everything's got to have money before they get married. Mm-hmm. It's not true. Marriage is about building a life together. Why didn't you have money before you get married? Why don't you get married and get money together? What's the point?
I don't know.
And it's not like they're not having sex.
They are.
They are having sex anyway. They're playing house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what the non-Christian world does. Okay, no one's yelling at them. They do what they do. I'm talking about Christians.
Mm-hmm.
How about as Christians, we encourage our kids not to have sex? A lot easier to do when they don't have to wait till they're 35 to get married. Anyway, people are crazy. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
This podcast of The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by audible.com. That's how you can hear us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to hear us.
You would be
without
inaudible.
Without audible, it would sound like this. That would be inaudible. But this is actually audible. Which, I don't know what I'm saying. Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks in the world. 100,000 titles. All the books you can imagine in your brain. All the books you should be reading and you haven't read because you don't have time to read. Well, now you can listen. Go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger and you can get a free download. Any book you want, you can download for free. You get a 30-day free trial. And it's a good way to keep up to date in books in your career and all sorts of different stuff that you ought to be knowing. A lot of people should know. They know they should be reading books to stay current. They're not. Here's a good way. You don't have to read it. Listen to it. You're stuck in a car. Listen to it. If you're commuting, a lot of people commute.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
I commute.
You got to commute a long way to come here. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is not such a big deal. Our commute's more like 4 minutes.
2 hours one way for my commute.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I'm not complaining.
Two hours.
Takes me 2 hours to get from my house to here.
She keeps going in circles, though. She gets on a roundabout.
She
only lives like 5 minutes down the road, but she gets on this roundabout. She can't get off. Round and round. She needs to go to audible.com, learn how to read. I mean, listen to books about driving. There must be a book on roundabouts, right?
Right.
All right. Check it out. And we're going to check it out today. Audiblepodcast.com/gunger. Audiblepodcast.com/gunger. Do it today.
Well, it messed up my mind. It made me feel so mean. Drove everybody crazy, made them want to scream.
You know what he's singing about in the song?
Well, my words, they cut sharp like
bad
a
religion.
Decision.
He's singing about preachers who yell at people.
Well, it's
my
we're condemning.
Bad religion.
We're condemning, right?
No, I know. He's talking about condemning.
Yes.
I yell
AKA
at people
the Mark Gunger song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Mark the Mark Gunger theme song. I yell at people. Not condemning. I'm just trying to get people snap out of their craziness.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. Why don't you be nicer? Apparently that's not working. Have you noticed all the nice preachers out there, all the nice shows on Christian radio and television? Apparently it isn't sticking. Maybe we can send someone like myself coming along and yelling at people to snap out of it.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. What do you?
Works for some people.
All right, Mrs. Briley, what do you have
okay,
for
dating,
our first email of the day?
Dating question. 25-year-old guy. He says, I was taught that I'm supposed to wait for the right one, but after 25 years, I think I've done enough waiting. So he started looking, going to different churches, was dating a girl, found out she wasn't really a Christian.
He's been waiting 25 years, or he's 25 years old?
He's 25 years old. And then
so he
said
hasn't been
20,
waiting for
no, that's what he said.
He wants to date when he's 8. Okay.
That's what he said, but that's not...
waiting for 25
literally
years.
25 years. So he's been waiting 10, maybe.
A guy 25 who waits 25 years is 50 years old.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, good. Are you happy with
math.
That math equation?
As much as I can do.
Oh, good heavens.
Okay. I have a calculator. Figure that out.
So he was dating a girl. She wasn't a Christian. Dumped her. Found another one. They've been friends for 3 years. Uh-huh. And he likes her. Uh-huh. But she's dating another guy. She's a Christian girl dating another guy. And that guy is not a Christian.
Why is she doing that?
I don't know, because they do that. You don't know any Christians who date non-Christians?
They shouldn't. Although
they shouldn't.
I don't have a problem with girls dating non-Christians. Short term. I'm talking 3-4 weeks max, just to see if you can get them to come to church. Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Or say, why don't you go out with me? I'll go out with you if you come to church with me. Really? Yeah, you come to church with me 1 month, and I'll go out on a date with you.
But still, if they're out running around heathens in the world.
I'm just saying.
I know.
You get somebody in church 3-4 times in a row in a church that really preaches the gospel.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people the gospel hits them. And they and if they don't, well, then dump his butt. Go to the one date, okay? Order the most expensive honking meal you can find, all right? No McDonald's. I mean, some Yo Mama Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And order two of everything on the menu. Run up a $5,000 bill, then thank him for a good night and go home.
Yeah.
You're done with him. I'm serious. I'm serious as I can be. I got no problem with girls using the charms that they have. Some little heathen boy comes up to you and says, I want to date you. Really want to date me? Yeah. I don't want to. Oh, good. The more you say no, the more he'll want you.
Yes.
Say, I'll make a deal. You come to church with me 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go on a date with you. Oh, you do that? Oh, then dump him. I'll go, okay. A lot of guys do it, man. They'll do anything. And then who knows? But you might come to know Christ. Okay?
Yeah.
If he doesn't, you still go on the one date, order a big meal, and dump his butt, move on. So I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what she's doing. She is in a long-term relationship with some guy who's not a Christian. Christians should not be doing that.
It sounds like
okay, so she's wrong.
Okay, so they're friends anyway, and she's telling this guy who's her friend who's writing that she's having problems with the boyfriend due to the fact he's not a Christian.
Dump him. Go ahead.
Yeah, she says she would like to marry a Christian man. Then why on earth are you dating someone who's not? But nonetheless, that's my question. And I didn't get into it with him. He says, this is his question. So I wondered if it's foolish of me to wait and see if they end their relationship. That way I'll have a chance to date her. Or am I just wasting my time and do I need a swirly?
That's a tough call. I don't know. If it looks like she's about to fall apart with him. But what does she think about him?
They're good friends. They've known each other. He's up for 3 years.
Yeah, but a lot of chicks are your friend. That's almost the kiss of death.
To say you're my friend. I use that line before. We're just too good of friends.
You're really my friend, which means I find you partly repulsive.
Mm-hmm. I don't think of you as anything more than a
right?
friend.
Only
that's
outwardly,
I mean.
Though.
Yeah. Huh?
Only outwardly.
Only though. Outwardly, I find you repulsive. If it weren't for the fact that you were hideously ugly, I'd be all over it. But you're kind of gross, so we're friends. I don't know, dude. Any chick who calls you friend and talks, they really mean it. See, also guys don't understand. Guys think, here's what most guys think.
Do tell.
Any woman who smiles at him, he thinks, oh, she wants me.
Yeah. At least guys like you think that.
All guys think this way. I'm just telling you. So he's thinking, oh, there might be something there. Trust me.
There might not be.
There's nothing there. If there was really something there, she wouldn't probably be hanging with him. If she wanted to be with the other guy. I don't know, dude.
It sounds like a tangled up mess of who's dating who that's not a Christian. Y'all should know better if you're Christians. To me, you don't date people and get serious about it.
I will
it.
Withhold the swirly out of deference for everything else he seems to be doing right. But I don't know. Beats me. I'm glad I don't have to date. What a zoo this got to be. Good Lord. I was born married.
I wouldn't want to
do it. I can't imagine all that nonsense people go through.
I would not want to do it.
Yeesh.
Okay, can I ask you a question? And this is going to die.
No, okay. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
When you say that they should date these, like four dates, take them to church, Are you saying...
Is that one thing around your neck, or did you take one long thing and wrap around your head like 15 times?
No, it got one. It has one clasp.
Oh, okay.
Why, is it distracting to you?
No, that's a lot of dealy bobs. That's okay. Leave it.
Hey,
it was a question.
All right.
It was a curiosity. Millions of people are watching the show right now thinking, I wonder if that's one thing is wrapped around her head 20 times. Okay. So now they know.
The question that I have for you.
Millions of people watch the show. Yes. What?
It's a little more cerebral than how many times does my necklace go around my neck?
Well, then I'm already bored.
I know. When you say, date him 4 times, get him to church, are you saying that more in terms of you're trying to get these guys saved and that's that point and purpose?
Yes.
Or are you saying to find someone to actually get serious with? Because that's where people have a heart attack.
It's not about serious. And even if he gets saved, you know, at some point you need to pull back and say, you know, I want to see if you're just growing your faith.
Yes.
Say that to him.
Well, because...
I mean, it's like, who's the cat who worked for 7 years for the chick? Was it Jacob?
Jacob.
7 years to forget Leah. No.
He wanted Rachel.
Rachel.
And the old man bummed off Leah on
Tom's lamb.
Yeah.
And he had to work another seven years. Well, that bites.
She must have really been worth it.
Holy moly. She must have been a hoochie mama, yo mama.
I guess.
14 years waiting for the one yo mama. I wonder if he was bummed out when he finally got her.
Was it worth it?
14 years? Are you kidding me? So, I mean, you know, say, you know, listen, even if he becomes a Christian, I think she needs to back off and see if he gets a chance to grow in his faith. Plug him in with the men's ministries and everything else. Tony's taking my picture.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. I don't think serious.
Right.
No, not serious.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm just saying, use it. Look, some of you girls are drop stinking dead gorgeous. Man, use it. Use it for the kingdom.
So it's the dating
guys,
is the means
guys,
to the
I'm
end.
Not saying being a hoe. I'm
no.
just saying.
Use it for the kingdom.
Use it for the kingdom.
Take advantage of it.
Some guy wants
it.
To date you. Normally you'd say no because you know he's a pig. So I'll tell you what, Bob. I'll go on a date with you one date. If you come to church with me 4 times in a row. You miss once. You miss once, Bob. It's over.
Now, here's the question.
And then the guy keeps out, and then she goes on one date with him.
You just said every time a girl smiles at him, she wants me.
Yeah.
What do you think that's making these guys think?
Oh, he thinks delusionally.
Of course.
Oh, I don't care what he thinks.
That's not me.
I'm trying to get him to church.
Okay.
Look, if the girls in my church start bringing a bunch of heathen boys out, I'm all for it. Bring them in. Get them saved.
Yeah.
Sanctified, delivered, hallelujah, full of the Holy Ghost. Baptized, set aside, redeemed unto God. Somebody preach. Start playing the organ right now. Anyway, all right.
Okay, you got it?
I was just getting going.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
I know a lot of people disagree with me. I'm just saying, this shows about what I think.
Yes.
For some bizarre reason, people actually care what I think. Can't imagine why. Anybody who knows me doesn't care what I think. So, you want to know what I think? That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not serious, no.
That's where people make the mistake. They get off the train before you ride it into the station because they think you're telling them, I shouldn't use analogies like that. I shouldn't say, what am I thinking?
What are you thinking? Now I can't think.
I know. As soon as
choo-choo
I say,
trains.
I know.
That's all I can think of right now. Choo-choo trains.
They don't hear it all the way to the. It's about getting these guys saved. They
I got
think,
a choo-choo train out there. I got some tracking stuff. We can put it. Around. We should during the break
put it on the table.
Put the table and run the choo-choo train around in circles.
Sure.
That might be a little distracting.
Go ahead. I'm done trying to have an intelligent conversation with you. Goodbye. Go on. Let's go.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more choo-choos right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer. Down in my heart, there's a pain. Can't tell if it's real or just a lie.
You're back on the Mark Gunger Show. Mark Gunger with Diane Briley and Philip James Gunger answering your emails.
Ready?
I'm ready.
She says, while listening to a recent program, you mentioned homosexuality. We have a child, now grown, who recently informed us that she is gay.
Mm-hmm.
She says she has a strong call on her life. She says God made her this way, but this has knocked the rest of the family for a loop. We have chosen to love. Our question is, do we go to a marriage ceremony, have the couple for dinner, call them partners, whatever? She wants to know if you have any books or websites or anything that tells them how to love properly through this.
No, I don't.
They've been told to come. They can come over to the house, but they can't sleep overnight. One of the problems is for holidays because the other siblings in the family don't want anything to do with it.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like if the gay sister comes, we won't be there. So they're trying to decide who do they invite and how do they handle this.
I'm going to try and give an answer. Most people only hear what they want to hear, mm-hmm. and they will fill in whatever they think I'm saying. But if you can just put down the whiskey for a second, pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Two approaches to this. On the one hand, we need to love everybody. Mm-hmm. And let's change the sin. Can we? Because it's so inflamed, people can't think. As soon as they say gay, they all go crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's just say adultery. Yeah. Okay? Now, should you love people who commit adultery? Yeah. Do you just hate people who've committed adultery and never talk to them? No. Do you try to become friends with people who committed adultery? Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay? In a normal circumstance. But the rules change when it's a person of faith who does this.
Yes.
The Bible says any Christian, any person who claims to be a Christian and lives immorally, you shouldn't have anything to do with them. It's called shunning. Some people hear that from, if you study
Amish
or anything, they have this tradition where they will shun you. They'll just cut you off. They won't have anything. They won't talk to you. They won't fellowship with you, have nothing. And it's quite painful to people, but it's supposed to be painful. It's designed to bring repentance. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, if you are a Christian and you come to Christ later in life and your kids who were never raised in the church are gay, I think you take option one. They're not Christians claiming to be Christians who are doing this. You love them, even though you don't agree with everything that they say. Okay? If they're in your home and you raise them as Christians, which it sounds like to me because she says she has a call of God on her life.
Yeah, says so. Yeah. Okay.
So in that case, mom and dad, I think you're terribly wrong. I think you shun them. You don't have anything to do with them. Now, you guys, some people, oh, no, you can't. It's not love. I'm just telling you, it's what the Bible says. I don't yell at me. Yell at the Bible. The Bible talks about confronting somebody 1, 2, 3 times. You throw them out of the church. It means you don't have anything to do with them. You treat them, the Bible says, as a tax collector, as a pagan, as a lowest of the lowest. You disassociate yourself from them. It's painful, and it's designed to be painful to bring pain. My wife and I know guys who are gay. Mm-hmm. One couple, really nice. They like us. They're great friends. Yeah. Whenever we come, they pick us up in the at the airport. Yeah. We go to their house. We hang. They're great guys. They know we don't agree with them morally.
They're not Christians.
But they're not Christians.
Yes.
And we're trying to love them into the kingdom of God. But if my son, who's been raised in the church and been taught Christian values, and tells me tomorrow he's gay,
that's it.
Disassociated. And that's exactly what I would do. So it sounds very inconsistent, but it's the rules change dramatically. If you have a brother, sister, I got a brother who's a transgender, what the heck? I don't even know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Sending me pictures, he looks like a woman now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in all fairness to him, he looks a lot better as a woman than as a guy. He is one butt ugly dude, okay? But when we dress up like a girl,
he didn't look so bad.
He's a pretty good looking guy. You know, I'm a girl, whatever. I don't know, whatever it is.
He's she.
Okay? I have no problem talking with him, sitting down with dinner with him, whatever. Why? Nice. He doesn't claim to be a Christian. He's not a Christian. He's never been a Christian. He's never really walked with Christ. I'm trying to love him into the kingdom. My daughter, who was raised in the kingdom of God, decides she's going to become a lesbian. And no, there's no Christmas. There's no. She is shunned. Again, for those of you who don't like it, read the Bible. Get over it. All right? I want to feel, I don't want to be a Christian. I just want to live by the Bible.
Well, there's people that say the Bible doesn't condemn it, that, you know what I'm saying? That's a big argument in the Christian circles that accept
it. Only people who don't read the Bible.
Yes.
Goodness. Anyway, so the question is, if her siblings know she's a Christian who's gone astray and don't want to associate with her, they're doing the right thing. If they are Christians and you're helping them, you're the one who's doing the wrong thing.
Caution, The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Do I dare let myself sit a while and ponder?
Music of Michael O'Brien. You're listening to and or watching The Mark Unger Show. Mark with Diane and Phil answering your emails about love. Love. True love.
Okay, her question says, how do I get my husband to come to terms with his sexual addiction? He says he does not have a problem. I asked for more information. Here's the best that I can fill you in. They've been married for 9 months. She knew before marriage that he had these issues, but asked him to stop, and I guess assumed that he was going to. They're both Christians. He has served 3 years in prison and goes about talking to different groups about his life transformation.
For what?
I didn't ask that.
Why'd you ask? Okay, 3 years in prison.
Yeah. Okay, so he's watching porn. He's masturbating like at least once a week, maybe 4 to 5 times a week.
Uh-huh.
They have sex a couple times a week, she said. She used to view pornography together, but that stopped over a year ago. He says that he doesn't have a problem, that he just likes his penis, but he doesn't often want to have sex with her, and he gives excuses, and he has erection issues and stuff, I guess, from all of this. So,
it's by the way, a lot of people don't know this. ED is now being linked to masturbating, porn and masturbating. Your willy was never designed for the strength of a man's hand. These guys are literally destroying their sex lives with this nonsense. How do you get them to come to grips with it? I've said it a million times. I'll try not to go on a rant with it. See if I can just keep it this simple. Girls, you have guys who do this. They do it because they can, because you let them. It's just that simple. It's not my fault. No, it's not about fault. Who cares about the fault? I'm telling you, he does it because you let him. It's just that simple. What am I supposed to do? You don't tolerate it. Say, Bob, if I see you do this again, I'm leaving. And you leave. And you don't have to go through a big separate. I'm telling you, we're talking 24 hours. Girls, 99% of these guys, it's a day, 2 days max, and they swear they'll change.
So, like, for this guy, and she leaves until he goes and checks himself in or gets some help or gets into a program or something?
Whatever she thinks needs to happen. Because he'll call. I promise you, he'll call freaking. She leaves, he will freak. What do I got to do? Where do I go? You got to go get, got to talk to the pastor, get into sexual addiction. Say, oh, okay. He'll do it. But he'll never do it as long as you never force the issue. And I could go on an hour tirade just on that alone. They do it because you let him. It's just that simple. Women who don't tolerate it don't have the problem. It's all you girls who tolerate it. It's just that simple. I don't know what else they want. They want magic potion. They want me to sprinkle them with holy dust and it'll all change.
Don't hate if you tolerate.
What's that mean?
Don't hate. If you're tolerating it, you can't hate it.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
That's very good.
Wow. I'm impressed. Don't hate
if you tolerate. Thanks for pulling something deep out of that. I know there was something there. I just didn't know what it was.
Don't hate if you tolerate. That's right. If you tolerate, don't hate it. Ooh. He gets a point for the day.
Yes.
Don't hate if you tolerate. You tolerate, don't hate it. Cállate la boca. Zip it. Well, I hate it. Then don't tolerate it.
Very good, Phil.
If the glove will not fit, you must acquit.
See, he does like the speaking in tongues, and I'm the interpreter of that. He just says it, and I have to tell him what it means.
Do not hate if you tolerate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to preach that, man. That's good.
That'll preach.
That's good preaching right there. Okay, so change the subject. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
They tolerate. They tolerate it. Yeah. Well, you come home, your husband's looking at porn, and yank it on his willy. What are you going to do? There's going to be hell to pay. Yeah. Nancy, hell to pay? I tell our wives, hell to pay.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think? The missus is going to be up for that?
No.
She can be writing some psycho pastor saying, oh, what should I do? Not a chance.
No, I just wouldn't be around anymore.
Yeah. Well, and if it's an addiction, like if it's alcohol or drugs, you have to force the issue. You have to do something. If he really is addicted, and there's a lot of gross details in this that I'm not reading on the air.
Thank
I think
you.
That he truly has some problems. And you have to force the issue to go get him to get help.
You got to force it. Do not hate if you tolerate. Mm-hmm. If you tolerate, then you love it. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. Stop it. Do not tolerate it. And again, I'm telling you, Diane, 98% of the time, it won't even go 24 hours. He comes home. She's not there. She's at a hotel. She's with her friends. She's not coming home. They freak. Mm-hmm. They panic. They cry. They beg. They yield. Mm-hmm. Women have power like they cannot believe over men. The difference is women like this are clueless about it, and they never exercise the power.
Well, and especially if you do it early on. Like she says they're married 9 months. If you do it now, it's going to be a lot more effective than if you do it in 9 years or 19 years or whatever.
Well, that's the thing she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Women, like they stay like this for 20 years mm-hmm. until they can't take it and they don't force them in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Force it, girl. Force it. All right, what do you got?
Okay, this one says, who is right?
Me.
Of course you are.
Between me and Diane and Phil, it's always me. Next.
Okay, this is a third party writing on this, okay? He says, the wife of a Christian church attending couple says she does not want to get her nails done because she feels bad doing that while they're not tithing. The husband says that he wants her to go and get her nails done. Should she respect the husband or say no nails till the family starts tithing? I don't know which husband would be that bent on, you must go get your nails done. That seems
anybody
kind of
that anal about tithing is usually going
to
shout hallelujah that his wife's not getting her nails done.
Right.
Because they're tight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's good for you spending money on nails.
But he doesn't want to tithe.
Is he, and the guy's a Christian?
They're Christians, like for at least 10 years, the guy writing says at least 10 years. If he wants to save money instead of, she's a stay-at-home mom.
But how's that saving money if she's doing her nails?
I don't know. That's a good question. Either you save the money or you save
sense.
The money.
The email doesn't make sense. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I promise you there's more going on than what he just said.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. So, that's what I say.
So
next.
I mean, the general overall arching question, do you have to submit to stupid?
Do you have to submit to stupid?
Yeah, like if the husband's wanting and saying something stupid.
Okay,
is
so I just said before, you got to force the issues. But I'm talking extreme situations.
Yeah.
Porn, adultery, that kind of stuff. Tithing, I wouldn't put in that category. The short answer, if that's really all that's involved, just do the nails and shut up. Leave them alone. Let God deal with them. It's not your job to be the
Holy Spirit. If you really want your nails done.
It's not your job to be the Holy Spirit in his life.
My husband said, you have to go get your nails done.
Which woman doesn't want to get her nails done?
I know. I would if my husband said, you have to. I don't do it because I don't want to spend the money. But if he said, you have to go get your nails done, I'd be out there every week getting my nails done. That's just me.
I don't know. It's kind of odd. It's just an odd question.
I think it's a very strange question.
Again, that sounds very contradictory. What did I just say? Women, you got to force the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the good. I'm glad this came up because there's a lot of women who will hear me say force the issue, and then they're going to threaten to leave their husband because he doesn't pick up his underwear.
Yeah. Oh, because they're so
clueless.
Mixed up.
It's not. I'm not talking about piddly stuff. I'm talking about major moral alcoholism, drug addiction, porn addiction. He's got girlfriends. He's beating you. Stuff like that. That's where you draw the line. You're out of there until they get help. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about he won't brush his teeth as often as he should.
But sadly, the majority of these crazy women out there will make bigger issues out of underwear or what time the garbage got taken to the curb than they will he's looking at porn and has girlfriends. They do.
They're crazy. Crazy train.
My husband won't quit seeing girlfriends. I'm okay with that. But he won't pick up his underwear, so now I'm going to divorce him.
Crazy, I don't know.
They're crazy.
We're going to get bodyguards for the show. I'm telling you, some sick psycho's going to come over and try and shoot us for saying what we say. It's anonymous. We don't know who you are.
You'll never find us in Kansas.
That's right. You can look for where you want.
It's a big state.
Because we actually live in Chicago. Anyway.
I don't know. Just saying.
All right. Take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
I like it. JimmyBratcher.com. Mark Gunger Show, answering your emails about love, marriage, relationships, and anything else you got. What you got?
Husband writing, he says, my wife was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. While it was caught early and is treatable, she still has to undergo the treatment without being too graphic because nobody needs mental images of a short Puerto Rican guy who's not that fat in their heads. Do you have any advice on being a good husband and helping her feel attractive during the process?
Just love the girl. You know, just listen to her. I've been down this path. You know, nothing you can do. They don't feel it. They're puking their guts out. Their hair falls out. They're bald as a cucumber. Get a cool wig. Get as nice a wig as you can. Don't cheap out. Find something she really likes.
Whatever. Let her get her nails done.
Let her get her nails
whatever
done.
Whatever makes her look pretty.
Yeah, whatever.
Let her buy new clothes.
Whatever works. It's tough. It's a tough row to hoe, but better than the alternative, which is she dies of cancer. So anyway, the good news is you can do it. Lots of people do it, have done it. I've done it. We can go through it. God is faithful. Trust God. Do the treatments. And it will eventually become like a memory down a long road. It'll become a time where you have to really stop. Oh, yeah, I remember when we went through that. This will pass. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. So hang in there.
Keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one says, I have been listening to your show for a long time. Really appreciate what you're doing. I wasn't sure how to do marriage, having been raised by a single mom, and was super nervous when my boyfriend proposed. But thanks to the three of you, I am very happily married for life.
Wow, cool.
That's cool, isn't it? I was just wondering why there is such a major difference between dating and living together and being married. It seems like so many people live together for so long before getting married with no issues, and then they get married and suddenly can't handle it. Any ideas why?
Yeah, I got some ideas why. It's not the same because it's not the same. Mm. Not, the other is just playing games. And all it is just fornicating. And there is a, you know, you have to remember, there is a part of the human nature that is the sinful nature that loves to do things that are wrong. People who cohabit love to do it because it's wrong. And they're rebelling against everybody. I got to say, anybody, we can do it. And then when they become legit, they lose the rush of doing what's wrong. Isn't that bizarre? It's kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't fare so well. People who marry after living together have a much higher divorce rate than people who don't do this. So it's just to point out, you say, why is it different? Because it is different. It's not the same. It's just not the same. People want to think it's the same, but it's not. And you look at the Hollywood, in their mind, these are people who can't stay married for 3 minutes.
Right.
The experts of love in the world. Their lives are disasters, but they have so much wisdom. Hollywood's version of this is you have sex on the first to third date. Maybe you wait three.
But maybe. That's waiting a really long time.
Oh, yeah. And then the next obvious step is you move in together and live with each other for a while. And then you get married and you have a happy life. Problem is, it doesn't work. Their formula doesn't work. By their own statistics, it doesn't work. That's why we try to argue for Christian values, because they actually work. So it's just not the same. That's why doesn't seem the same.
Do you think the people who are living together actually, like what you said, consciously and willfully they're thinking it's rebellion and they're going against? Because I think a lot of them don't. They think that that's the natural progression
of
what you do.
I'm just telling you what it is. Anyone who's gone down a real immoral path, if you really be honest, sex in marriage doesn't have the same rush.
Oh, it's
there is a
way
rush.
Different.
There is an addictive rush to doing something that's wrong. That you could do the same act in marriage and it's not the same rush. That's why it's better not to do that in the first place. Learn to do it right and enjoy what you have. But these people, they get used to this rush of immorality that goes through them. It's just a naughty rush, and they get addicted to that. That's why a lot of people, they wind up cheating on their husbands because they miss the rush.
Mm-hmm.
They still love their wife, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But they're so missed that rush, and they get sucked down that hole again. Better not to go down. But, you know, things have rush. Snorting cocaine, from what I hear, is rather stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I've never done it. Okay? That came out after my drug days.
After you were already done with the drugs.
Or probably would have. Shooting heroin, from what I understand,
is quite the rush.
Is somewhat stimulating. It has a little bit of a buzz to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No one's arguing that. But it'll kill you. All right? Better to not go down that path. But there's quite a rush. Oh, yeah, I know. But better not to go down that path. The same with immorality. Something that we fail to teach our kids. And I'm telling you, these people who live together, fooling around, having sex, living together, they are buzzing off of the rush of immorality. They don't may or may not know it. I'm sure they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's why when they get married and have legitimacy put to it, all of a sudden everything changes. And they don't know why, and they struggle for a while, and they end up in divorce. Better not to go down that path in the first place. And that's all I got to say. We'll take a break with our final section coming up now.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show, answering your emails.
Okay, here you go. Ready for this one? You're always talking about it. My husband is a crack cocaine addict.
All right, see, Phil, people actually are crack cocaine addicts.
He's had 8.5 years of sobriety. We met and married during that time, and now he's relapsed. He's been to jail several times, gone to 2 drug rehabs, but continues to relapse. Completely disagrees with the AA and NA stuff, says he and God can get him back on his state of freedom from addiction. He's currently in a drug court program, but's ignored part of the requirements and continues to fail drug testing. He will be going for another inpatient.
Why is she still with him?
So she's asking, I want to know what you see are my choices. Biblically, can she divorce him from a biblical standpoint?
No.
Now, she says they live in Florida, that there's no legal separation, that you apparently can't do that in Florida.
I don't care about the legal separation.
So she says,
you don't need a legal separation. Most of these guys will be forced into the right action if you just leave them for a day or two. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to leave. You don't need legal anything. You say, you need to get help. I don't want to get help. If you don't get help, you're going to come home. I'm not going to be here. He's not going to believe you. And he comes home, you're not there. He'll freak. He'll call you on the cell phone. He's panicking. You're gone for the weekend. When are you going to come home? Are you going to go get help? Are you going to follow the program? Yeah, I'll follow it. And he'll come home. That's what they'll do.
Yeah. She says, he refuses to live elsewhere. Well, you go live someplace else.
Here's the thing. These people have all the reason in the world why they can't do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But they're okay with divorce.
Yeah, well, that's why she's asking, can she divorce them?
That's what she wants. They want, yeah. I can't get away from them. I can't leave this tension unresolved, hanging in the air, that which brings change.
Mm-hmm. But I can leave.
But I can divorce him. People are nuts. I don't know what they think this divorce thing does. She's just wrong. And no, the Bible doesn't say you can do it. Mm-hmm. Do you really think, people, that alcoholism is something new? That there wasn't this in the... when the Bible was written? You don't think men came home drunk and beat their wives?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
No, no one's saying you have to live with them.
Right.
You can leave them, but you don't need to go get a divorce. In fact, if you will leave them, it often will bring the change. But they won't do it. They won't do it. They're just hell-bent on divorce and nothing else.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to stay there, or I'm going to divorce him. And they
don't see anything else in the middle of it.
They can't see anything, and they're just blind as they can be. Yeah. And I can't fix your life. Sucks to be you, you know? Your life is awful, and there's nothing you can do, apparently. I would say, you look at him and say, Bobby, you need to follow this program. If you don't start following, I'm going to leave. Oh, woman, you can't tell me what to do. I'm trusting God for this. All right, when he comes home the next day, you're gone. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, 98% of these guys will panic, and they will cough up whatever. Well, I can't. Then she can divorce.
I think they think, like you always say, in long term. They're not thinking for a weekend or even a week. They're thinking long term, because she's talking about legally and the courts, and she can't do this and protect yourself financially.
Telling, the separation that I talk about,
I know,
is usually 24 hours, max 3 days. The vast majority of the time. The minute a woman doesn't show up to really show that she means business, 98% of the men will cave. They will collapse like a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. Girls, why don't you just try it? Try it. It's a weekend. Go stay with your friends.
If it doesn't work, well, at least you tried it.
Just try it. Okay? Then you can write me and say, I tried it and it didn't work. Okay, now you got something. Try it. See what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, most of these guys, they'll cave. And he will agree to whatever you want him to do. If you just do it, you don't need the big lawyers, you don't need the legal separation, you don't need all this drama. Just, Bob, I'm telling you, if you don't do this, I'm going to leave. Yeah, he comes home, you're not there. He will panic. They all panic. Who's going to feed him now? Who's going to take care of this and that and the other? What about this? What about that? And if you're working, what do we do with the income? They freak.
Mm-hmm.
And now they know you mean business. But as long as you don't mean business, they won't take you seriously. Or, you know, do what she wants. She's going to do what she wants anyway. She's not going to listen to me. None of them listen to me.
Well, not none of them. Well, we hear back.
And you know what? The ones who do it, they write us and say, you're right,
yes.
It worked.
Yeah.
You saved my marriage.
The ones we don't hear back from, I assume they did not take your advice.
Yeah. They won't do it. They're broken people. And they don't believe it. They will, oddly enough, get a divorce.
Yeah.
They won't separate for just 3 days to see if that jerks the slack out of them. They can't do that. Yeah. But they'll go through all the trouble of divorce. How stupid is this?
Well, it's a hard thing. Like with her, he was clean 8.5 years. And it's not to say that somebody never gets a second chance. But when you have serious addiction issues, I would be very wary of marrying somebody. And that sounds terrible because you think you want to give them another chance. God can free you from things. But a real heavy-duty cocaine addiction, I would hesitate to marry someone even. And I believe beyond anybody in the power that God can change your life. But that would be hard for me.
So she knew this before she married him.
Yeah, but he was in his sober stage then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is when he started falling back in the addiction, what did she do? Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he's been relapsing in jail and stuff again, apparently, now that it's gone on a little bit too long, I think.
You got to force the issue, girls. What is your problem? You can't just leave for 3 days. It's like the end of the world. They can't, 2 days. No, I can't. They won't leave for an hour and a half. When you are to the point that you won't leave for a day to 3 days, you got a problem.
To make a point?
You got a problem. Mm-hmm. There's no reason. Just test my theory. It's the Gunger theorem. Mm-hmm. Test it. See if it works out. I'm telling you, 98% of the time, you guys will save your marriage. You'll get the results you want, and the marriage will start going in the direction you want. But no, as long as you stay and don't do anything but whine and cry and bellyache and criticize, la, 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 what can I say to me? There's nothing you can say. Men respond to consequences. Give them some consequences. See what happens. Try it. It's 3 days of your life. It won't mean jack. But they don't listen. Oddly enough, they'll go through the pain and the expense of a divorce. See ya.
Bye-bye, boy.